灯塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年9月7号，星期六。我们非常荣幸地邀请到敬爱的 Satya Deva Prabhu 为我们讲述今天的盛典博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听。Hare Krishna。
Good morning,、happy Saturday to everyone in China。
大家早上好，星期六的早上好。
And、I hope you all had a wonderful Janmashtami, I mean not Janmashtami, Radhashtami celebration.
我希望大家都已经度过了一个非常快乐美好的 Radhashtami 的这个节日。
But for devotees, every day is a celebration. Today we're celebrating the Srimad Bhagavatam.
而对奉献者来说，每天都是一个庆祝的节日。那么今天我们就在一起庆祝盛典博加瓦坛。
Yes, Prabhupada has arranged our lives in such a way that every day is a celebration.
他怕把我们的人生安排成这样的一种状态，使得我们每一天都是一个庆典的活动。
Right, chant Hare Krishna, take prasadam and dance.
每天都念诵，每天都荣耀 prasadam， 然后一起跳舞唱歌。
So today, I think we are on text 38, right?
Let me have a look. Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so today we'll have our reading on Srimad Bhagavatam. And we also have a lot of questions from last week. So we'll make sure we have lots of time to answer questions.
Gumaraj, it's actually 39. Verse 39.
39, okay.
Yeah. 所以我们今天就一起来阅读瓦坛的第六篇第二章的第39诗节，然后再来回答上个星期剩下的问题。
Okay, so I'll chant Ramadha and then we'll begin our reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Text 39.
所以我们就一起来唱 Jayarada Madhava， 然后一起来阅读瓦坛的第六篇第二章的第39诗节。
Jayarada Madhava Kunjabihari Jayarada Madhava KunjabihariGopi Janna Balava Girivana Jari Gopi Janna Balava Girivana Jari Yasurandana Raja Janala Jana Yasurandana Raja Janala JanaYamuna Tiravana Chari Yamuna Tiravana Chari Jayarada Madhava Kunjabihari Jayarada Madhava KunjabihariGopi Janna Balava Girivana Dari Gopi Janna Balava Girivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Raja Jana Rajana Yamuna TiraVanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jayavada Madhava Kunjabihari Jayavada Madhava KunjabihariJaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Nitai Gopimananda Hari Hari Om. Okay, so, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 2, Text 39. We are still reading Ajameel delivered by the Vishnu Dutas.
所以我们一起来看到圣典伯加瓦坛的第六篇第二章的第三十九诗节，这一章节是 Vishnu 的使者拯救阿加米勒。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 I can hear the birds in the background also glorifying Vasudev.
我能听到这个背景当中的鸟叫声也在一起荣耀着 Vasudev.
Okay, so I'll read the Sanskrit word for word, then we'll do the translation and short purport.
所以我们就一起来看的梵文的诗节，字对字的翻译，然后就是译文和一个简短的要旨啦。
Iti jata sunirveda shana sangena sarusa ganga dwaram upeyaya mukta sarva nubandana iti
如此。
Jata Sunirveda
从物质化的生命概念中脱离的阿加米勒。
Oh, I like that. One who has become detached from the material concept of life.
我很喜欢这个短语，一个人从物质化的生命概念中脱离出来。
Jata Sunirveda. Jata Sunirveda.
Jata Sunirveda 这个短语。
Shana Sangena
因片刻的涟漪。
Sarusa
与奉献者。
Ganga Dwaram
前往哈尔德瓦尔，哈尔伊的大门。
Yes, so the Ganga, you know, the Ganga begins, you know, just above Hardwar.
所以恒河刚好就是始于这个叫哈尔德瓦尔的这个地方。
Yeah, so it's a very holy place.
因此是一个非常神圣的地方。
Like it's the beginning of the Ganga, and that's also Vyasadeva has his ashram there.
这个恒河开始的这个地方，同时也是 Vyasadeva 曾经在过的地方。
So another name for Hardwar is Ganga Dwara.
Hardwar 另外的一个名字就叫做 Ganga Dwara, 也就是恒河之门的意思。
So a Dwara is a gateway or a doorway or an opening.
这个梵文词 Dwara 的意思也就是大门、门口、入口的意思。
Yeah, so it's where the Ganga is, you know,coming from the spiritual world and now touching the material world and flowing down through India.
Flowing down through India. 因此的话呢，也就是在这个恒河之门，这个 Ganga Dwarka 的地方，然后恒河从灵性世界流向了，触碰到了物质世界，然后流经整个印度。
So that's considered a very holy spot.
因此被认为是一个非常神圣的地方。
Okay, next word is upeyaya.
Upeyaya, 去的意思。
Mukta,
免于。
Sarva anubandana,
所有种类的物质束缚。
Translation, because of a moment's association with devotees, the Vishnu Dutas, Ajameel detached himself from the material conception of life with determination. Thus, freed from all material attraction, he immediately started for Hardwar.
译文与奉献者威士努的使者的片刻联谊，使阿加米勒下定决心不再受物质化的生命概念的影响，这样完全不再受物质事物的吸引之后，他就立刻启程前往哈尔德瓦尔。 I continue with purport.
Yes, please.
要指所有种类的物质束缚，这一句是指发生这件事情之后，阿加米勒不再理会他的妻子和孩子，而是为在灵性生活中取得进步而直接去了哈尔德瓦尔。我们的 Krishna 知觉运动如今在 Vrindavan 和 Navadvipa 都有中心，以便那些想要过退休生活的奉献者或非奉献者可以去那里下决心放弃躯体化的生命概念，欢迎想要透过吟诵吟唱至尊主的圣名和进食给至尊主供奉过的食物 prasadam 这一极其简单的方式获得最高成就的人，在那些圣地度过他们的余生，从而有可能回归家园，回到守神身边。我们在哈尔德瓦尔没有中心，但文达文和玛雅普圣地对奉献者来说比任何其他地方都好。柴坦尼亚昌卓达雅柴坦尼亚昌多达亚庙给人提供一个与奉献者联谊的好机会，让我们都善用这机会吧。 End of purport.
Thank you. Om Aganata Mirandasha Gananjana Salakaya Chaksuru Militam Vina Tasmain Shri Gurave Namaha Namaham Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Pastatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktarinda Jai Rup Shri Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath Shri Jiva Gopala Bhakta Dasa Raghunath Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakapaturubhyascha Kripasindubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. May all living beings be happy.
愿所有的生物体都快乐。
May all living beings be free of suffering.
愿所有的生物体都不再遭受苦难。
And may all living beings discover their true self in their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生物体都在与 Krishna 的永恒关系中发现他们真正的自我。
Wow, what an amazing verse in purport. Of course, they all are. Everything's amazing, but go ahead.
可以说真的，今天我们所读到的这个诗节和要旨是多么的令人觉得惊奇呀！当然，整本圣典《薄伽瓦坛》都是非常令人觉得震撼和惊奇的。
So we see Ajamil, he's very determined now.
因此我们现在可以看到，阿加米勒真的是下定决心了。
Yeah, he's determined to give up the bodily conception of life.
他下定决心要放弃对于生命的物质化的概念。
He doesn't want to waste any more time in Maya and being an illusion.
他不想再浪费任何时间继续停留在 Maya 之中，继续受到幻觉的这个影响。
He's very determined to go back home, back to Godhead.
他非常下定决心想要回归家园，回归守神。
I've read one place where Prabhupada said that this is the qualification for initiation.
我在帕帕的著作当中一处就读到过，这就是获得启迪的资格。
That you want to give up the material illusion and live in the truth and go back home, back to Godhead.
一个人想要放弃物质的幻觉，想要活在真相之中，这就能使得一个人有资格回归家园，回到守神身边。
So Ajamil, he's feeling very grateful to the Vishnu Dutas who not only saved him, but also awakened him in Krishna consciousness.
因此阿姜比勒对于 Vishnu Dutta 是非常心怀感激的，因为他们不仅拯救了他的生命，并且的话呢，还唤醒了他的 Krishna 知觉。
Yeah, so when if we have even a moment's association with a devotee, it can completely change the course of our life.
因此我们即便只是与奉献者有片刻的联谊，这都会完完全全的改变我们的人生历程。
And Lord Chaitanya, he also mentions this in his teachings to Sanatana Goswami.
主 Chaitanya 也曾经在他对 Sanatan Goswami 的教导中提到了这一点。
He said, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastra Kaya, Lava Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Haya. Of course, that's Bengali.
当然这刚才的梵文师姐都是孟加拉语。
But I think most of you are familiar with these words. Maybe you could figure it out.
但是我想你们在听课的大多数应该都很熟悉这个师姐，因此都应该知道我刚才说的是什么。
So, verse says, all the Shastras declare that even if one just has a moment's association with a sadhu, he can achieve all perfection.
Perfection. 而这个师姐就是在说所有的经典都在宣称，即使是与圣人萨度的片刻联谊，都会使得一个人获得完美。
Yeah, so what is perfection?
那么什么是完美呢？
Perfection is, we have a purpose to fulfill here, coming to this material world.
而我们来到这个物质世界，都是有一个目的，是要去实现，要去做到的。
So our purpose is to wake up from the dream of separation from Krishna.
而这个目的就是要在从与 Krishna 相分离的虚幻梦境当中苏醒过来。
In the dream, we are embracing Maya.
在梦境当中，我们拥抱着 Maya.
But when we wake up and realize that Maya is just an illusion.
然而当我们苏醒之时，就会明白 Maya 只不过是幻觉而已。
And we reject Maya and accept Krishna.
我们拒绝 Maya, 转而接纳 Krishna.
Right, when you're asleep, you don't know you're sleeping.
是吧，当我们在睡觉的时候，根本不知道自己睡着了。
You only realize that you've been asleep when you wake up.
而我们只能在这个要醒的时候，在苏醒的时候才会意识到自己刚才在睡着睡觉。
Yeah, so somehow or other we fell into Maya and forgot our relationship with Krishna and we were running after Maya.
所以不知怎的我们就堕入到了 Maya 之中，遗忘了和 Krishna 的关系，然后不断的在追逐着 Maya.
Right, we have this whole false self.
我们有整个一个这个虚假的自我。
Thinking that we can be happy, materially.
认为自己能够在物质上就获得所有的快乐幸福。
Thinking that we can be like God and enjoy His kingdom.
认为我们就能够像神一样来享受神的王国。
Right, we can have the kingdom of God without God.
我们可以在没有神的情况下来享受拥有神的王国。
Of course, that can never happen. It can only happen in a dream. It can't happen realistically.
当然这是永远都不可能发生的。这只能在梦境当中发生，但是在现实当中是绝对不可能的。
And so when we come to the point of wanting to awaken,
因此当我们到达这个想要苏醒想要觉醒的这一点的时候
and make a conscious choice to wake up,
并且做出一个有觉知的选择想要让自己醒过来
and reject Maya and surrender to Krishna,
拒绝 Maya, 转而臣服于 Krishna,
that's a great event, a universal event.
而这就是一个非常伟大的事件呢，可以说是一种普世的事件。
And that's the perfection of our whole, you know, purpose in the material world.
嗯，而可以说这就是我们在物质世界的目的的完美所在。
Yeah, it is to turn away from Maya and turn towards Krishna.
那就是背转身，背转身 Maya, 在 Maya 当中背转身来，然后转而面向 Krishna。
But we need someone to wake us up.
但是的话，我们是需要某个人来把我们唤醒的。
If you're in a deep sleep, how are you going to awaken unless from some external source, somebody shakes you?
当我们处于这种深度睡眠的时候，怎么可能能够靠自己的力量就醒过来呢？就必须要有一个外界的一个力，然后来把我们给弄醒的。
So Ajamil, he recognizes that he'd been sleeping.
而阿加米勒就在承认他一直都处于这个梦境之中。
Dreaming that he's something other than what he really is.
在做着梦想着他是根本不是真正的自我的这样一种存在。
And the Vishnu Dutas woke him up, even though his association with them was not very long.
而 Vishnu Dutta 就把他给唤醒了，即使他们和他的这个联谊的时间是很短暂的。
So that's the power of the pure devotee.
而这就是纯粹奉献者的力量。
Yeah, somebody who's awake can awaken others.
一个已经苏醒了的人有力量来唤醒另一个人。
Of course, all that the pure devotee can do is give you a shake, right? And say, come on, wake up.
当然，所有的纯粹的奉献者能做的就是摇一摇你，然后对你说，哎，赶紧醒。
But some people, they start to wake up and they think, ah, no, I want to go back asleep.
而有些人被别人摇了以后的话呢，却在想，不行，我还想继续再睡一会儿。
Yeah, so the verse is Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastri Kaya, Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hai. If somehow or other you do have the association of a sadhu, someone who's awakened from the dream.
所以说这个梵文师姐就说到，如果不知怎的，你有了跟沙度、跟圣人这个片刻的联谊
，You can achieve the human. You can achieve all perfection.
那么你就会获得所有的完美。
Yeah, so Ajamil, he's taking advantage of the great fortune that he's had in associating with the Vishnu Dutas.
因此阿加弥勒真的是很好的利用了他通过与他与这个 Vishnu Dutta 的这种片刻的联谊所带来的巨大的运气幸运。
I was reading one article that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta wrote about initiation.
我之前读到了一篇文章，是 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta 所书写的关于启迪的文章。
Yeah, he's the spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada.
他是帕帕的灵性导师。
And he said that at initiation, certainly the disciple gets a kind of spiritual boost.
Boost. 所以他就说到，当然在这个启迪的时候，门徒就会得到这个巨大的灵性上的增长。
Yeah, you get a little spiritual push.
就像是有人在这个你背后在灵性上巨大的推了你一把。
Right. Just like if you have a ball and you give it a shove, it'll start rolling.
这就像是假如你手里面有一个球，那么当你推一下这个球的时候，这球就自己开始滚动起来了。
So he said that at initiation, the disciple gets a little boost,But it's up to the disciple to keep the momentum going. Otherwise, you'll lose momentum and slow down.
他就说到，那么在启迪的时候，门徒就得到这个灵性上的巨大的推动，但是的话呢，却是门徒自己的责任，要继续保持这个球的这个动量的前进， 否则的话呢，这个动量动能就会失去，然后从而就会减缓下来。
So, the Vishnu Dutas, they gave a spiritual boost to Ajamil.
嗯，所以 Vishnu 的 Vishnu Duta 就给阿加米勒这样一次灵性上的巨大增长。
But now he's using his free will to keep that momentum going.
而现在阿加米勒就在运用他自己的自由意志来使得这个球的动能继续进行下去。
Yes, he wants to detach himself and stay detached from the material conception of life.
他想让自己能够继续保持对于物质化的生命概念的这样一种弃绝，这样一种这种就是说是不执着的这种状态。
And now he also wants to go live in a sacred place that will also facilitate him keeping his spiritual momentum.
而现在他也想要去居住在一个灵性的神圣的地方，而这个神圣的地方也会有利于他使得这个灵性的动能继续保持下去。
Yeah, so living in a sacred place is very favorable for performing devotional service.
居住在圣地对于进行奉爱服务来说是非常有利的。
In fact, it's one of the five most powerful activities of devotional service.
而实际上居住在圣地是奉爱服务当中五项最强大的奉爱服务当中的其中一项。
And Lord Chaitanya, he explained to Rupa Goswami the 64 activities in devotional service.
主 Chaitanya 就曾向 Rupa Goswami 解释到奉爱服务当中的64项活动。
Of course, in Rupa Goswami's book, The Nectar of Devotion, or Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he explains in detail all these 64 activities of devotional service.
当然在这个Rupa Goswami 的著作奉爱的甘露，也就是 Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 当中就详细的细节的阐释了这个64个活动是怎么一回事。
But Rupa Goswami, he was only able to write about these 64 activities of devotional service because he heard them first from Lord Chaitanya.
而 Rupa Goswami 之所以能够写下这个64项奉爱服务的活动，那都是由于他首先从主 Chaitanya 那里聆听到了这些知识。
So after Lord Chaitanya explained about the 64 activities of devotional service, he said, out of these 64 activities, five are the most powerful.
然后主 Chaitanya 在阐释了这64项奉爱服务的活动之后，他就说到在这64项服务当中，其中的五项是最为有力量的。
Of course, you've heard me quote this verse many times in these classes.
当然大家都已经很多次的听到我在课堂当中引用这个诗节了。
But it's very relevant to today's verse.
但不过对今天的这个师姐来说是非常相关联的。
So what are the five most powerful activities in devotional service that one can perform?
那么我们作为奉献者可以进行的这五项最强大最有力量的奉爱服务的活动是什么呢？
I can hear everybody thinking right now.
我可以听到大家现在都开始动脑筋思考了。
So he said, Saru Sangha, Nam Kirtana, Bhagavat Shravana, Mathura Vasa, Shri Murtira, Shradaya Sevana, associating with devotees.
那么第一项就是与奉献者的联谊。
Chanting the holy name.
念诵圣名。
Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam.
聆听圣典博迦瓦坛。
Living in a sacred place like Mathura.
居住在一个神圣的地方，比如 Mathura.
And serving the deity with faith.
然后就是 满怀信心的来服务神像。
Lord Chaitanya says, if you have even a slight connection with any one of these five activities,
而主 Chaitanya 就说到，如果你哪怕是跟这五项活动当中有的任何一项有那么一丝的关联，
this will awaken your love for Krishna.
那么这个都会唤醒你对 Krishna 的爱。
So, in that context, now Ajamil, he's deciding to go to Hardwar.
因此基于这样的一个上下文背景，阿加米勒现在就决定启程前往哈尔德瓦尔。
Because that place is very conducive for spiritual awakening.
因为这个地方对于灵性觉醒是极其有益的。
Because that's the spot where the holy Ganges that is coming from the spiritual world to the material world is actually hitting the planet Earth and then flowing down through India.
因为就是在哈尔德瓦尔这个恒河之门的地方，就在这一点上，恒河从灵性世界就是触碰到了地球，然后流经印度的。
Maybe most of you know the story of how the Ganges comes from the spiritual world to the material world.
可能聆听讲课的大多数同学都听过这个故事，就是这个恒河是怎么从灵性世界流到这个物质世界的。
Yeah, it was when Vamana was incarnated into the material world.
Vamana.
Yeah.
因此当 Vamana 就是化身在这个显现在这个物质世界当中的时候。
He begged Bali Maharaj for three steps of land.
Three steps of land.
Yeah.
然后他当时就祈求恳求 Bali Maharaj 能够给予他这个三块土地。
Yeah, Bali Maharaj was the grandson of Prahlad.
而巴利马哈拉吉是帕德大军的这个孙子。
And he became the, king of the universe.
他就成为了这个宇宙之王。
So Vamana, he was a Brahmin, and he begged the king for some land.
而 Ramana 他是一个婆罗门，他就祈祷这个国王能给予他一些土地。
And Vamana, Dave, he didn't have two legs, he had three legs.
而 Vamana, 他是有三条腿。
And so Bali Maharaj said, you just want three steps of land, is that all?
然后由于他有三条腿，然后 Bali Maharaj 就问 Vamana, 然后不是三块土地，我刚才翻译错了，理解错了，他就说，你只想要三步路的这个土地吗？
So with one step, he touched the bottom of the material world.
然后其中迈出的第一步，他就触碰到了这个物质世界的底部。
Right, because he's God.
因为他是神。
The second step, he touched the other end of the material world and his toe broke through the material universe. And so the sacred water of the causal ocean started coming into the universe.
而他的第二步的话呢，就是他的脚趾触碰到了这个物质世界的另一端，就穿破了整个这个物质世界，使得这个灵性神圣的这个河流，然后就流进了这个物质世界。
Yeah, and it traveled, through the universe, and it landed in the Himalayas.
然后整个这个河流的话呢，就流经整个宇宙，到达了这个喜马拉雅。
And because the force of the Ganga is so powerful, in order to protect the earth, Lord Shiva, he lets the Ganga land on his head, so he kind of breaks that flow of the Ganga so it doesn't damage the earth.
而由于恒河的这个河水的力量是非常庞大的，因此为了保护地球，主希瓦就让这个恒河的水先冲到他的脑袋上，然后这样就打破了这个恒河的这个河流水的力量，从而得以保护地球。
And there's a place in the Himalayas where the Ganga just is flowing out of the mountain of the Himalayas.
然后就在喜马拉雅山的那个地方，就有那个一个地方的话，是刚好恒河从山里面就是流出来。
It's very high up. I think it's like 4 or 5 thousand meters high.
我想那个地方应该是海拔非常高的，大概是海拔4000-5000米的样子。
So that place is called Gangotri, or the mouth of the Ganga.
而那个地方就叫 Gangotri, 意思就是恒河的嘴巴的意思。
And so that whole area is Hardwar.
而那整个地方就是哈尔德瓦尔。
So it's a very, spiritual atmosphere there.
因此那个地方真的是充盈了这个灵性的氛围呢。
Yeah, so it said, that if you perform devotional service in a holy place, your devotional service, your hearing and chanting is magnified.
因此如果是在一个圣地进行奉爱服务，那么你的聆听和念诵就会，这个力量就会加倍扩大。
Yeah, and at the same time, the influence of the modes of nature is minimized.
而同时的话呢，物质世界、物质能量的这个影响又减小了。
So in this purport, the reason I find this purport so amazing is because we see how generous Srila Prabhupada is to us and to everyone, to all living beings.
而我之所以觉得今天的这个要旨是如此的让我觉得惊奇美好的原因就在于怕在要旨当中这是多么的就是对我们是多么的这种慷慨，然后对于每个人是这么的慷慨，然后对于众生所有的生物体都是如此的慷慨。
So even before Prabhupada came to America, he had a plan of how he was going to make the world Krishna conscious.
那即使是在帕去到美国之前，他都已经有了一个计划，就是要怎样使整个世界都变得有 Krishna 知觉。
And part of that plan was to establish the Krishna conscious centers in the holy places in India.
而计划的一部分就是要在印度的圣地建立 Krishna 知觉的中心。
So the devotees, when he made devotees outside of India, in America, in Europe, in China, and Japan, so that those devotees could go live in Vrindavan or go to Mayapur and live there, so that they could perfect their devotional service.
因此当后来帕去到美国，然后去到欧洲，然后在世界各地有奉献者，就是把人们变成有 Krishna 知觉之后，他就使得这些奉献者能够得以去到印度的圣地，去到文达文，去到马尔普，得以在那个地方居住，然后使他们的奉爱服务达到完美阶段。
So as soon as the Krishna conscious movement was just a little bit established in America and in Europe, the first thing Prabhupada did was to go back to India to establish Mayapur and Vrindavan temples.
所以说一旦当 Krishna 知觉在欧洲和在美国就是稍微有一点点建立稳定之后，帕所做的第一件事情就是回到印度，然后在玛雅普和文达文那里建立庙宇。
Because Prabhupada he says here in the purport that Mayapur and Vrindavan are the most best places for devotees to live if they want to awaken their love for Krishna.
因为帕帕在今天的这个要旨当中就说到，如果奉献者想要唤醒他们的 Krishna 知觉，唤醒他们对 Krishna 的爱，那么就没有任何地方能够比文达文和玛雅普更好的居住地了。
Yeah, so for devotees, you know, India has so many holy places, but of all the holy places for devotees, the best places are Vrindavan and Mayapur.
因此印度的话呢，有这么多的神圣的地方，但是对于奉献者来说，最棒的就是文达文和玛雅普了。
And so Prabhupada is so magnanimous that he made these centers for everyone, especially elderly devotees who want to retire and just fully concentrate on going back to Godhead.
因此帕帕真的是这么的慷慨大方，就是想要考虑到了所有的奉献者的需求，特别是这些年老的已经退休的奉献者，能够帮助他们全然的专注于Krishna 知觉，全然的专注于奉爱服务，能够最终居住在圣地，得以回归守神。
And Prabhupada, he says the doors are open, even to non-devotees.
并且在这里，帕帕还说到，就是大门都是对于非奉献者来说都是敞开的。
And Prabhupada established these centers for everyone.
所以说，帕帕真的是对每一个人。为每个人建立了这些中心，这些庙宇。
Yeah, so magnanimous.
真的是如此的magnanimous means generous.
Generous, yeah, just beyond normal, you know.
对，可以说真的，帕帕就是如此的大方，如此的就是令人觉得震撼。
It's like unlimited generosity.
可以说真的是没有止境的。
And he says, our Krishna consciousness movement now has centers in Vrindavan and Navadvip, so that those who want to live a retired life, whether they be devotees or not, can go and achieve the highest success by the very simple method of chanting the holy name of the Lord and taking prasadam.
所以说在这个要旨当中，真的就像帕帕在这里所说到的，我们的 Krishna 知觉运动如今在 Vrindavan 和 Navadvipa 都有中心，以便那些想要过退休生活的奉献者或非奉献者去到那里，下决心放弃躯体化的生命概念，只是通过这个吟诵吟上至尊主的圣名和进食 Prasadam 这些极其简单的方式，就能获得最高的成就。
And so, even today, especially today, Mayapur and Vrindavan, they serve prasadam to thousands of people.
尤其是在今天，在玛雅普和文达文的话，都会给成千上万的人派发 prasadam.
Right, and if you go into the prasadam hall, you don't have to show a badge saying you're a devotee or not, right? Everyone's welcome.
所以如果你去到这个当地的那个大堂的话呢，然后你都不需要去表明你是奉献者的身份，然后别人就会为你提供这个 prasadam。
Now when Prabhupada was translating this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, it was probably around 1975.
当初帕帕在翻译这一节的圣典薄伽瓦坛的时候，大概就是在1975年的时候。
Yeah, so not much was developed yet.
而那一年的话呢，实际上还并没有什么就是方面发展的很好的那种。
So in Mayapur, they had the land.
在玛雅普的话呢，是有土地。
And there was a little hut that Prabhupada and the devotees built and lived in.
然后在那个土地上的话呢，有这样一个小房子，可能像小草棚一样的，就是帕帕和奉献者一起住过居住的地方。
And that hut is still there.
而这个小棚子还依然在那儿。
And then they built the conch building, which is where the temple is now.
the build what building?
It's called the Conch Building.
Conch Building. 哦，然后他们后来的话呢，有建了这样一个这个楼房，然后就是后来的这个庙宇所在的地方。
Yeah, but even in 1976, that's all there was. There was nothing else.
但是即便到了1976年的话呢，马尔普有的也就只是这两个地方，一个那个小棚子，然后另外一个那个海螺的那栋楼，然后除此之外什么都没有。
And the Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram Mandir had also just been built.
而在 Vrindavan 的话呢，也是Krishna Balaram 的庙也只是刚刚建成而已。
Yeah, and really there were no Indians coming. It was mostly just a few Westerners there.
而且真的那个时候的话都没有印度人来拜访这个庙宇中心的，都就只是一些西方人士而已。
But now, if you go to Vrindavan or Mayapur, you can see Prabhupada's vision is, you know, being manifest.
但是现在当我们去到文达文和马尔普的话，就真的可以看到帕帕的这个誓欲，当初他的这个誓欲，他的愿景是完全展现出来了的。
In just a couple of more years, the temple of Vedic understanding will be complete. And Mayapur.
然后就再过可能一两年的样子，然后在马尔普的话呢，这个伟达文化伟达知识的那个大楼就会建成了。
And now Mayapur is an international city of devotees with streets with street names, and it's a thriving city.
而现在马尔普就真的是成了这样一个国际化的城市，对于奉献者来说，然后都还有各种各样的街道名称啊，那些真的是在蓬勃的生长着。
And what's amazing is in Vrindavan, when I first went to Vrindavan in those days, there was just, you know, a few Western devotees there, and no Indians were coming, hardly.
在我最开始70年代去到文达温的时候的话，那个时候根本都没有印度人。Yes, I'm here. 当我最开始70年代的时候去到文达温的时候，都没有印度人，就只是少数的一些西方奉献者在那儿。
Now, there were thousands of pilgrims visiting Vrindavan in those days, but they didn't really go to the Krishna Balaram temple.
在当时的那个年代，有成千的这种朝圣团队去到文达文，但是他们都没有去到 Krishna Balaram 的庙。
Now, but what I find is amazing now is when you go to Vrindavan and when you go to Mayapur, there are still thousands of pilgrims, but these pilgrims are very different than they used to be.
而让我觉得很惊奇的事情就是现在当我们在去到文达文和马亚普的时候，那儿也会有这种成千上万的这些朝圣团队，但是现在的这些朝圣团队跟当初我去的时候都很不一样了。
Before, the pilgrims didn't have bead bags and they weren't chanting Hare Krishna, but now they all have bead bags and they're all chanting Hare Krishna. It's amazing.
所以这区别就是当初的那个时候的话，那些朝圣团队朝圣人的话呢，都没有念珠带，也没有在念诵，而现在的话呢，几乎人人都是手持念珠的在念诵。
Yeah, so this was Prabhupada's vision and now it's manifesting.
所以说这就是帕帕曾经的誓欲这个愿景，而现在就展现出来了。
And specifically,He made these temples, especially Mayapur, and Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram Mandir, he made them for non-Indians to visit and stay.
而特别是帕帕在马亚普和文达文所建立的庙宇，然后就是为了对于这些非印度的奉献者，使得非印度的奉献者能够得以去拜访庙宇，能够得以居住在那里。
Yeah, he made the facilities to a Western standard.
他把这些地方都建成了这个西方化的标准。
So that Westerners could comfortably live there and practice Krishna consciousness.
这样的话呢，西方来自西方的、来自非奉非印度的这些奉献者就能够很舒服的生活在那里，然后修习 Krishna 知觉。
Yeah, so he especially established these temples for non-Indians to be able to go to India, live in a holy place, and practice Krishna consciousness.
嗯，因此怕修建这些庙宇这些地方的话，就是为了非印度的奉献者能够去到印度，居住在圣地，然后得以修习 Krishna 知觉。
Now, even if you cannot retire and live in Vrindavan or live in Mayapur and chant Hare Krishna till you leave your body, that may not be possible for many of us.
嗯，哦，当然就是。这种去到圣地生活，然后这种过退休的生活，然后一直念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀，念诵到自己离开躯体的时候，的这样的生活状态，可能对于我们大多数人来说都是不太现实的，就是不太可能的。
But the scriptures say, even if you only spend a few hours in Vrindavan or a few hours in Mayapur, that's enough. To open the door to the spiritual world for you.
哦，而经典都说到，即使我们只是在文达文，在玛雅普待几个小时，就只是几个小时而已，都足以使得灵性世界的大门为我们敞开了。
So many devotees listening in, many of you may not have even been able to go to India yet, or go to Mayapur, or go to Vrindavan.
有可能很多奉献者都还没有办法能够直接去到玛雅普去到文达文呢。
Or for many of you, it may not be possible to retire there.
或者对于今天聆听讲课的奉献者来说，你们可能都没有办法能够在那儿退休。
So don't feel discouraged.
所以说不要觉得灰心。
Even if you can go there once in your life,That would be very good.
所以说即使我们能够这一生只去到圣地一次，哪怕一次都已经非常非常好，非常足够了。
So we see Ajamil, you know, he's determined to give up the material concept of life.
因此在这个世界中我们就看到阿加米勒真的是下定决心要放弃他对于生命的物质化的概念。
He no longer identifies with his mind or body or this imaginary self.
他不再认同于他的心意和躯体，也就是他虚假想象出来的自我。
He is aware of himself as the sacred light of consciousness that's in the body, that's coming from God.
他能够觉知到他的躯体当中的这个知觉，这个神圣的知觉，就是来自于。神的这个神圣的知觉。
So he sees himself as dependent upon God and as God's servant. That's the real self.
因此他能看到他自己是真正依赖于神而存在的，他能看到他是神的仆人，这才是他真正的自我。
So he's determined to keep that consciousness.
因此他很坚决地想要去维系这样的知觉状态。
And then he wants to live in a place that's favorable to maintaining that consciousness.
然后他想要居住在这样一个圣地，而这个圣地就会非常有利于他维系这样的知觉。
Yeah, so this is, you know, accepting what is favorable for devotional service.
而这就是接受对于奉爱服务有利的。
And so we all, you know, we're all following in the footsteps of Ajamil.
而我们都在追随着阿加米勒的脚步。
And if we follow in his footsteps, we'll be successful.
而如果我们在追随着阿加米勒的脚步，那么我们就会获得成功。
Because he was successful.
因为阿加米勒就取得了成功。
Yeah, so the Bhagavatam says if you follow in the footsteps of the great devotees that attain success, you will also attain the same success.
而圣典薄伽瓦坛就说过，如果你追随那些伟大的奉献者，那些已经取得了成功的奉献者，那么你也会获得 同样的成功的。
Yeah, there's one verse I'm looking for. Oops. It talks about that. It's in chapter 2, first canto. Hold on one second. Please bear with me.
请大家忍耐我一下，我来找一找那个瓦坛当中的那个诗节。
I used to know this verse, but I can't remember it anymore.
我原来都知道这个诗节的，但现在就想不起来了。
But I think it's worth the wait.
但是我觉得值得让我们大家等一等。Am I right?
Yes,
I'm
still waiting for it.
Okay, sorry, I saw the connection.
Oh yeah, I found it. Thank you for waiting.
谢谢大家等待。
It's verse 25.
Verse 25.
Yeah, first canto, chapter 2, verse 25.Bejude munayo tagre bhagavatam anhoksajam sattvam visuram shemaya kalpante yenu tan iha. Previously, all the great sages rendered devotional service under the personality of Godhead due to his existence above the three modes of material nature. They worshipped him to become freed from material conditions and thus derive the ultimate benefit.Whoever follows such great authorities is also eligible for liberation from the material world.
我们来看瓦坛的这个诗节第一篇第二章的第二十五诗节译文人格守神的存在超越物质自然三种形态因此过去所有伟大的圣人都为至尊人格守神服务他们为了摆脱物质束缚而崇拜他因此获得最高的利益任何人只要他追随这些伟大的权威人士就有资格摆脱这个物质世界
Okay, so I spoke longer than I anticipated.And now we'll get to our list of questions.
我今天说话说的又比我原来想说的说久了一些，然后我们现在就来看一看问题吧。上个星期没有回答的问题，我们现在来看一看。Okay, let's look at the previous questions. Oh, 我上个星期问到哪个问题呢？OK, 我们来看上个星期 Rajendra Prabhu 转发的一个问题，对，就是这个当时没问到。灵修是一个循序渐进的过程，汉有的突然放弃抽烟、喝酒、赌博、非法性生活，这个进化过程比较漫长，在这个过程中还会有反复出现，反复的状况出现，这是允许的吧？只要不放弃进化程序就能继续进步，是这样的吗？ So Rajendra Prabhu is asking on behalf of another person. He's saying that the spiritual practice is a progressive, gradual process. So suddenly a person needs to quit smoking, drinking, gambling, and illicit sex. So this purification process is pretty long, and also there can be on and off, these things happening again. So is this actually allowed? So as long as a person does not give up the purification process, and he can still make progress, is that so?
Yeah, I mean, Prabhupada's program was to add Krishna to your life.
是的，帕帕的想法，帕帕的计划就是要把 Krishna 加入到我们的生活之中。
Yes, so by chanting Hare Krishna, by taking prasadam, and by hearing Krishna's teachings, gradually one becomes purified in consciousness.
通过念诵圣名，通过荣耀普沙当，通过聆听关于 Krishna 的教导，那么渐渐的一个人就会获得净化。
And then gradually one wants to give up sinful activities.
那么渐渐的一个人就能够逐渐的放弃这些罪恶性的活动。
Yeah, so the most important thing is to be able to hear about Krishna and hear his teachings, and then from there you begin to awaken.
而最重要的一点就是要聆听关于 Krishna 的教导，然后从这个聆听开始，一个人的灵性知觉就能得以慢慢觉醒了。
And then as you begin to awaken, and get a taste, for the awakened life,
而随着你逐渐得以觉醒，对于觉醒的这种人生得到了一点品味。
As you get a higher taste, then you lose attraction for the lower taste.
那么自然了，当你得到了这个更高的品味、更高的滋味以后，你就很容易的能够放弃这些较低的品味。
And so in the beginning, one may not be able to follow exactly, but if he's non-envious and sincere, then whatever Krishna consciousness one takes to, that will have a positive effect.
那么因此当一个人开始 Krishna 知觉的时候，虽然没有办法完完全全的遵循这些规范原则，但是只要他是真诚的，只要他不是一个心怀嫉妒的人，那么他所做出的努力就会带给他极大的这个效果，极大的利益。
Yeah, so especially for new people, we emphasize the positive.
是特别是对于新人而言，我们非常强调积极的一面。
Yeah, you don't have to change your life, just chant Hare Krishna and read Bhagavad Gita.
对于新人来说，不需要改变你的生活，你只需要念诵圣名，念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀，然后聆听这个教导就可以了。
And then gradually you'll naturally want to give upactivities that are painful to yourself and to others.
而那么渐渐的你就会得以放弃那些对于你自己和对于其他人来说都很痛苦的活动了。
Thank you, Rajendra.
谢谢 Rajendra Prabhu 的问题。我们来看下一个问题，是 Helen Mataji 问的。感恩咕噜的精彩讲课和 Mataji 甜美的翻译，请问如果我由于自己之前做过的事使自己受到伤害，或没有做什么事而后悔自己没做，那现在我应该怎么做才叫对自己负责呢？感恩您。So this Mataji Helen, she's grateful for your wonderful lectures, and she's asking if I have done something previously that has caused harm to myself,Or I regret that I haven't done something previously. So what should I do now? Then that is called to be responsible for myself.
Could you rephrase that just a little bit for me? I didn't quite fit.
Sorry, good morning. So her question is, you know, what should I do now? Then that is...
About what?
She said that I have done something that has caused harm to myself, or I haven't done something that has caused regret in me. So what should I do now? Then that is called, you know, being responsible for myself.
Oh, well, just admit your mistake.
那就是承认你的错误。
And be careful not to make the same mistake again.
然后并且小心就是不要再重蹈覆辙。
Just like Ajamil, he realized that it was a mistake to give up his wife and go live with a prostitute.
这就像是阿加米勒那样，他后悔他曾经放弃了他的妻子，然后选择跟一个妓女在一起生活。
Yeah, so it's important to, you know, admit our mistake and repent for it, be sorry for it.
因此很重要的是我们能得以承认自己曾经犯下的错误，为此深刻的忏悔。
But then let the past go and move forward in a positive way.
然后的话呢，再放手我们的过去，然后更加积极的开展接下来的人生。
Yeah, that's the proof that you're sincere.
而这就是你的真诚的态度的证明了。
Yeah, otherwise, just feeling guilty and beating yourself up, that will actually just keep you focused on the mistake and you'll probably repeat it again.
而否则的话呢，如果你只是心怀愧疚，极大的愧疚，然后总是就是这种对自己很狠，然后就是内心煎熬的这种状态，那反而的话呢，只会使得你更加专注于曾经的错误，然后很有可能又会在未来重新犯下同样的错误。
Yeah, so we admit our mistake, we say we're sorry, we ask forgiveness.
因此我们承认自己的错误，我们去说对不起，我很抱歉，然后并且祈求能够得到原谅和宽恕。
And we make a determination not to do that again.
并且下定决心再也不犯同样的错误。
And then we get up and keep walking.
然后我们就爬起来，然后继续往前迈开步子。Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, she's continue asking. Now, Helen Mataji 继续问道，请问 Guru, 我们应该以什么样的态度对待自己的命运和生命？ So she's asking you again, so what kind of attitude should we apply in terms of towards our fate and life?
Well, we should take everything that happens to us as an opportunity to awaken from the dream of separation from Krishna.
我们应该把人生当中发生的每件事情都当作是一次机会，促使我们能够给予我们这样一次机会，促使我们能够得以从与 Krishna 相分离的梦境当中苏醒过来。
And the perfect attitude is expressed by Lord Brahma in Srimad Bhagavatam.
而这个对于命运和生命的完美的态度是在博迦瓦坛当中主 Brahma 的这样一个祷文当中就展现出来了。
Yeah, it's a famous verse in 10th canto, chapter 14. I think it's verse, 8. So 10:14:8.
我们可以看一下哈，这个是瓦坛的第十篇第十四章的第八诗节。
Tate nukampam susamikshamano bunjanai vatmakritam vipakam ridvag vapur bir vidadanamaste jiveti yo mukti padesadayabak. My dear Lord, one who earnestly awaits for you to bestow your causeless mercy upon him, all the while patiently suffering the reactions of his past misdeeds and offering you respectful obeisances with his heart, words, and body, you're surely eligible for liberation, for it has become his rightful claim.
我们来一起看这个诗节的译文。我亲爱的至尊主啊，谁真诚地等待您赐予没有缘故的仁慈，一直耐心地承受自己过去罪行遭致的痛苦反应，同时用自己的身心和话语恭敬地向您致敬，谁就无疑有资格获得解脱，因为那已成为了他的合法权利。
Yeah, so the devotee takes responsibility. He knows that whatever good or bad is happening to him, he created it himself at one point or another.
因此奉献者对于他的人生承担起全部的责任，因为他明白无论生活当中发生的好或者是坏的这些事情，那都是他曾经在 在某一刻的时候自己的这种言行而创造出来的结果。
So if one accepts responsibility and at the same time waits for the Lord's mercy as patient.
所以说一个人接受他的责任，对，接受他的责任，并且同时
Then he's already liberated.
那么这样的一个人就已经是解脱了的。
Right, that's his ticket back to Godhead.
这就是他回归守神的门票。
Or as Prabhupada said, he puts it another way, he said that we should not become angry at the instrument of our karma.
Oh.We should not be angry at the instrument of karma.
Of our karma, right? So like someone does something to you you don't like and you get angry at them. They're actually just an instrument, you know, of, they're just a messenger. This is what we had coming and they're just bringing it to us.
Yeah, I see. 所以说怕曾经就是换了一种说法。来表达同样的意思，帕帕就曾经说到，我们不应该对于业报的工具发脾气，或者叫做就是生气。那么也就是说，如果一个人对我们做了一件事情是让我们感到很不快乐、很愤怒的话，那么我们不应该对这样一个人发脾气，因为他其实本身就是业报的工具而已，他们就像信使一样来把业报带给了我们。
Well, there's another verse that also expresses a similar attitude.
还有另一个诗节也表达了相似的态度。
There's two verses I can share with you. One is from the 11th canto. Chapter 7, verse 37.
实际上有两个诗节，我们来看第一个是11篇的第七章的第37诗节。
Do you have that handy?
Yeah, I have the online version. I'm just looking at now.
Okay. This is spoken by Krishna to Uddhava.
Oh, 11.7.37?
Yeah.
我们来看这个诗节哈，11.7.37，这个诗节是 Krishna 对 Uddhava 所说的一个诗节。
Oh, no. It's not by Krishna. Anyway, I have to look that up. Anyway, a sober person, when harassed by other living beings, should understand that his aggressors are acting helplessly under the control of God, and thus he should never be distracted from progress on his own path. This rule I have learned from the earth.
This earth means the planet earth?
I think it's the Avanti Brahman that had 24 gurus. So earth became his guru. We learned this lesson. You know, you could say, I learned this lesson from the earth.
Okay. 我们来看这个诗节的译文。头脑清醒的人甚至在受到其他生物体骚扰的时候都该明白他的各种侵略者全是在神的控制下无助的行为，因此他绝不该心猿意马偏离自己的道路。我从大地，或者这个大地也叫做地球哈，我从大地或者地球学到了这一法则。
And then one more. Canto 11, chapter 23, verse 42.
我们再来看第二个诗节，也是第十一篇的瓦坛第23:42诗节。
Oh, I see. Krishna was telling this story to Uddhava.
You mean the previous one?
Yeah.
刚才的那个，对，刚才的那个诗节确实就是 Krishna 在对 Uddhava 所讲的那个故事讲的那个话。
Okay, so the next one, this is from the Avanti Brahman.
然后现在的这个诗节就是 Avanti Brahman 所说的话。
So this is 11:23:42.
我们来一起看的11:23:42。
The Brahmin said, "These people are not the cause of my happiness and distress. Neither are the demigods, my own body, the planets, my past work, or time. Rather, it is the mind alone that causes happiness and distress and perpetuates the rotation of material life."
这个世界的译文，这位 Brahmana 说，这些人不是我快乐和痛苦的原因，半身人，我自己的躯体，清秀，我过往的活动和时间都不是导致我快乐或痛苦的原因，恰恰相反，正是心意引起了快乐与痛苦，使得物质生命循环往复，永无休止。
It's very similar to what the great philosopher, Greek philosopher said.
这跟一位很伟大的古希腊的哲学家所说的话倒是挺相似的。
He said that we are not disturbed by what happens to us.
这位古希腊的哲学家就说，我们并不是由于曾发生的事件而受到打扰的。
We are disturbed by what we think about what happens to us.
而我们是被自己对已经对发生的事件的看。
Yeah, so as we awaken, as we actually deepen into presence and see that we're the pure consciousness.
随着我们逐渐觉醒，随着我们越来越深的进入到当下的这种灵在，能够看到自己生命的真相。
Yeah, from presence we can observe our mind.
而从当下的这一刻，我们就能得以观察自己的心意。
And we can see that it's the mind that creates thoughts of happiness and distress, that the soul is never touched.
而从当下的这一点，我们就能看到，正是心意引发了所有的快乐和痛苦，而灵魂是完全没有参与到其中的。
Anyway, the attitude of a devotee is that he's created his own happiness and distress by his thoughts, words, and deeds, and that he surrenders to Krishna.
He created his life.
Yeah, he admits that his suffering, he's created his own suffering. He doesn't blame Krishna, and he's waiting patiently for his mercy.
I see. 因此的话，奉献者的态度就是奉献者承认他的痛苦，他的命运都是由他自己所创造出来的，是由他自己的念头、言语和行为所创造出来的。因此，他绝不会把自己遭受的痛苦归咎于 Krishna， 归咎于是神的错，而相反，他完全臣服于 Krishna， 耐心的等待主的无缘的仁慈。
Yeah, he's no longer blaming others.
这样的奉献者再也不会把任何的错误或者是痛苦归咎于任何一个其他人身上。
Okay.
Okay. 我们来看下一个问题。Rajendra Prabhu 又转发的奉献者的提问，顶拜 Guru 甜美的莲花组，顶拜翻译，在生活工作中发生的事有时让自己心烦，是不是都是因为躯体化认同自己是这个躯体导致焦虑烦心的呢？这时站在灵魂的角度去思考，但有时还是控制不住自己思想，站在躯体的角度去思考，这时该怎么去做呢？要让自己完全摒弃我不是这个躯体的思维形式需要多少时间呢？感谢 Guru 的回答。So Rajendra Prabhu is again asking on behalf of another devotee. He's asking that the things that have happened in my life and work caused me disturbance, caused me quite upset. Is it because that I identify the material concept, the bodily concept of my life. So this identification that has caused me anxiety, is that so? If I see the event from the point of soul, but somehow, sometimes I still cannot control myself to think from the point of the perspective of bodily conception. So what can I do? What should I do? How long it takes for me to get rid of this bodily conception about life?
Well, it depends on how long you want to hold on to it.
所以说你问到这个需要多长时间才能完全摒弃这种躯体的思维形式，这就取决于你要有多长时间还继续紧抓住这种躯体化的概念不放手。
Yeah, so as we chant Hare Krishna and avoid the offenses, we come out of the bodily conception of life.
所以我们念诵曼陀，并且我们避免实相冒犯，那么这样我们就能从对于人生的物质化的概念当中解脱出来。
And then we see that it's our mind that interprets events. It's the mind that has attachments to things being a certain way. And that's the cause of our unhappiness. When we see that happening within ourselves, then it begins to change.
See that happening, begin to change. 当我们能够念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀，当我们能够在没有冒犯的情况下念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀，那么我们就能够从对于生命的物质化的概念当中解脱出来，我们就能够真正的看到正是自己的心意在解读着自己的人生，解读着工作或者生活当中发生的事情，正是心意有这样的一种执着，有这样的一种依附，想要让事情按照特定的方式来发生，而这种执念的话就会导致我们感到不快乐，感到痛苦。而我们能够如果在自己的内在看到正是心意在导致着所有的这一切的发生的话，那么我们就能得以来改变整个的这样一种状态。
Yeah, when you're chanting the holy name and just hearing the holy name, you're present.
当你在念诵圣名的时候，你就是聆听着圣名，那么此时你就是临在的。
Then you perceive that you're not the mind, you're the witness of the mind.
在这样的情况下，在这样的状态下，你就能感知到你并不是你的心意，而你是心意的观察者。
Yeah, when we're thinking about past and future, then we're lost in the mind and we don't see we're not the mind.
而当我们不断思考着过去和未来的时候，我们就完全迷失在心意之中，根本就无法观察到自己的心意。
So...If you're actually chanting, then you're present, and then you begin to see you're not the mind. And that's only, you cannot intellectually understand you're not the mind. You actually have to experientially, you know, see that.
而如果你真的是在念诵，你真的在念诵的时候是为圣名而临在的，那么你就能看到你并不是自己的心意。我们是无法在这个心意的层面上来理解自己不是心意的，也就是说我们无法在智力上来理解自己不是这个心意的，而我们必须要直接的体验到自己不是心意。
Then you see the distinction between yourself and the mind.
而后你就能够看到你真正的自我和你心意之间，这二者之间鲜明的区别了。
Once you see that distinction, then you can choose to live in the truth of who you really are.
而一旦当你看到这区别所在，你就能做出选择来活在自己真正的自我的这种真相之下。
You can only experience that from the present.
然而你只能够在当下此刻才能直接的体验到，才能直接的活在生命的真相之中。
Even intellectualizing about the truth, you're still just thinking, you're not experiencing.
You're thinking, not experiencing. 而即使你在智力层面上来理解真相，理解这个真理，但是你依然是在思考真理，你并没有在直接的活在真理之中，并没有直接的体验到真理之中。
Right? You can intellectualize about the taste of water, but that's not the same as tasting water.
你可以在智力层面上或者在心意当中去想象这个水的味道，但是你想象的这个水的味道和你直接喝到水的这个味道是一样的吗？
So the beginning is to live in the present and to chant and actually hear.
You mean hear the mantra?
Yeah.
所以说这种状态的初始阶段就是你能够真正的活在当下此刻，在当下此刻能够真正的聆听到圣名。
And then with determination, just like Ajahn Mill, you disregard memory and expectation. Those are both aspects of mind. You just disregard them, you ignore them. You know it's not the truth.
而后的话呢，再以这种坚决的态度，就像阿加米勒那样，来忽略回忆和忽略你对未来的期望，忽略你对过去的回忆和忽略你对未来的期望，因为回忆和期望都只不过是心意而已，并不是真正的你。
It doesn't mean that you stop thinking about the past or the future. You just don't believe in it anymore as real.
但这并不意味着就是我们不要去思考过去或者思考未来了，这只不过是意味着我们不再相信过去和未来是真实的了。
And then you relax and you rest in the present and experience the joy of your real being, the pure consciousness.
然后你就能够真正的在当下此刻放松下来，去体验到你作为纯粹的知觉所带来的内在的喜悦和平和了。
Yeah, so first you have to awaken a presence, and then you can begin to transcend your mind.
所以说首先你需要能够在当下此刻觉醒，而后你才能得以去超越你的心意。
But sometimes the false ego has to become exhausted before you're ready to do that.
但是有些时候假我却不得不首先要被耗尽了，而后你才可能愿意来做到这一点。
Yeah, the false ego thinks that you can figure it out.
假我认为我是可以把这个弄明白的，我是可以把这个事情给搞清楚弄明白的。
Yeah, that I can understand I'm not the mind and the body, but you have to experience it from the real self.
我能理解我不是这个躯体，不是这个心意，但是你却必须要能够实际的体验到你不是这个躯体，不是这个心意。
Yeah, so if we actually chant the Hare Krishna mantra and avoid the 10 offenses, then the first thing that happens is chaito dharpana marjana.
所以如果我们能真正的在念诵 Hare Krishna 曼陀，并且避免实相冒犯，那么首先发生的第一件事那就是 Chetto Dharpana Marjana。
When you believe in the past and you believe in the thoughts in the future, that's like dust on a mirror.
当你相信你的过去，相信你的未来的时候，那这就相当于是镜子上的灰尘一样。
But when we live in the present and we don't take the memory or expectation seriously, then the mirror is clear and it can reflect the image of the pure self, the consciousness.
It's pure self. 而当我们活在当下此刻，而当我们的知觉真正是在当下此刻的时候，我们就不会把这个关于过去的回忆和关于未来的期望太当一回事，就不会认为这个记忆和期望都是很严重很重要的一回事，而此时镜子上的灰尘就被擦干净了一点，而这个时候镜子就能够得以反照出我们作为纯粹知觉的纯粹的自我的这个真实的形象。
So if we want to awaken, we have to have a strong intentionto live fully in the present, especially when we chant.
因此如果我们想要觉醒，那么我们就必须要有强大的意图，强大的意图要让自己活在当下，特别是在我们念诵的时候是完全注意力集中在活在当下此刻的来念诵的。
Otherwise, if we're living the rest of our day and we're just thinking, 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 and we're chanting and we're thinking, 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 then we never see the distinction between the real self and the mind.
Next one. 我们来看接下来的一个问题。上个星期的小白的一位叫小白的同学问的，感恩guru的讲课和甜美的翻译啊，请问guru，觉察到我们在聆听到圣名的意义是什么？有什么特别的感受能表明我们做到了这点？仅仅是聆听到圣名不够吗？
So this Mataji is asking you to be aware of hearing the holy name. What's the point of that? Is there some special feeling that indicate that we actually are aware of hearing the holy name? Just listening to the holy name is not enough?
Yeah, you have to listen to the holy name, and that means you're aware that you're hearing.
Mm.所以说聆听到圣名意味着就是你能觉知到你在聆听到圣名。
If you hear, you know you're here.
If you hear,
if you are present in the moment, you're aware of yourself, you're self-aware.
如果你是临在当下此刻的，也就是说你的注意力真正是在当下此刻的，那么你就是有自我觉知，你就是能觉知到自我的。
Right, just like right now, you're listening to my voice.
就像现在此刻你在听到我的声音。
So you're able to comprehend what's being said.
你在听到我的声音，因此你在理解我所说的话语。
But if you're listening to my voice,
但是如果你现在听着我的声音，
but you start thinking about other things.
但是你在听着我说话的时候，却开始去思考别的事情。
Now you won't perceive what's being said.
那么此时你就无法感知到理解我在说的意思是什么了。
Yeah, so Prabhupada, he said that to chant purely, you have to chant with love and respect.
所以说帕帕就说到要纯粹的念诵就意味着我们是满怀爱和敬意的来念诵的。
Right, just like a friend comes to visit you.
这就像是如果有朋友来拜访。
You look at them. You give them your full attention.
是不是你朋友来找你的时候，你是看着你的朋友，你把你所有的注意力都给到他身上。
And your feeling of appreciation from them spontaneously comes out.
你就能感受到你对他的那种欣赏和感恩的那种心情就自然而然的生发起来了。
But if they're talking to you, and you start looking at your watch, you're doing other things.
但是如果你的朋友在跟你说话的时候，你却开始做其他的事情，比如说看着手机啊那些的。
You are no longer loving them or respecting them.
那这个时候你就并没有真正的在爱你的朋友，并没有在尊敬你的朋友。
Yeah, it's very simple.
是，就是这么简单。
So when you are present, you are aware that you are present.
因此当你临在的时候，你是能够觉知到你是临在的。
Yeah, if you're here and I ask you who's here, you'll say I am.
如果你在这儿，而我现在问你是谁在这儿呢？你会说我是，我在这儿。
Because you're aware of yourself in this moment.
因为你能觉知到在这一刻你就是在这里的。
And so same in a relationship, we have a relationship with the Holy Name.
那么我们和圣名之间也是有关系的，这对于我们和圣名之间的关系也是同样的道理。
The Holy Name is here.
圣名就在这儿。
And we're here.
我们也在这儿。
That's love and respect.
那么这就是爱和敬意。
Thank you.
谢谢你。Okay, next one. 下一个问题 ,Brajarani Mataji 问的，感恩帕布和翻译，接受有利于 Krishna 知觉的事物，避免那些不利于 Krishna 知觉的事物。如果一个奉献者非常想和我在一起，但是他不在 Krishna 知觉之中，和他在一起有时候我影响我的时候跟他沟通他也接受不了的话，可以选择离开他吗？谢谢您。So this, Brajarani Mataji is asking that it is said that accept the things that are favorable to Krishna consciousness and avoid those things that are unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. If a devotee wants to be with me, but he is not in Krishna consciousness, and sometimes being with him would affect me, and I talk to him, but he still cannot accept it. So can I choose to leave him? Thank you.
Of course, you can choose to be with those who nourish you, and you don't have to be with those who don't nourish you. It's up to you.
当然你可以做出选择来选择那些能够滋养你的人，然后避免和那些不能滋养你的人在一起，那么这完全是取决于你。
Yeah, so, yeah.
是的。That's it?
Yeah.
OK, 我们来看下一个问题。这位叫手机 YY 新人的奉献者说 Hare Krishna Guru Day, 顶拜您的莲花族，为什么有的时候做出决定第二天祈祷 Krishna, 什么对我修行最有利，您来安排，结果昨天的决定今天就取消了，难道昨天是假我的决定，今天是自己的真我吗？ Hare Krishna. So this devotee is asking that it is weird that sometimes when I make a decision and I pray to Krishna, please tell me, let me know what is the most powerful for my spiritual life, please arrange it. I pray to Krishna like that, and then the second day, on the second day, I just canceled what I have decided yesterday. So does this mean that the decision that I made yesterday was actually made from the false ego, and today is actually the true self?
Well, almost practically 100% of our thinking is the false ego.
Most practically 100% of our thinking is the false ego.
Yes.
从最实际的层面来看，我们所进行的思考，100%的思考都是假我在进行着的。
Yeah, so mostly it's the mind trying to find the answer.
所以说绝大多数情况下都是心意想要努力的找到一个答案。
Yes, it's like a computer going into the past.
Computer going into the past.
Yeah, you know, like you research a computer with all this information, right?
Oh, I see. 这就像是我们用电脑在搜索这个电脑上的信息那样。
But it's very limited to whatever's been input.Into the computer, right? That's it.
但是的话呢，这个结果却是非常有局限性的，因为这都只是取决于电脑当中的容量是多少。这个不是说网络哈，是说电脑本身的这个东西有多少。所以你只能在它本身所有的东西当中来进行搜索，所以说它是非常有局限性的。
Yeah, so that's the false ego, you know, trying to figure it out.
所以说这就是假我。这就相当于是假我在努力的想弄明白怎么怎么样。
But if you pray to Krishna,
但是如果你向 Krishna 祈祷，
you pray for guidance,
你祈祷 Krishna 能够给予你指引，
and you depend on him,
并且你真正的去依赖于他，
right? That means you're no longer trying to figure it out.
这就意味着你不再试图靠你的假我来把这事情给弄明白。
Then on Krishna's time, when he chooses,
然后根据 Krishna 的意愿来，当 Krishna 在他认为恰当的时候，
Yeah, the answer will appear in your mind because the mind is just an instrument of expression.
Instrument of expression.
Yeah.
Oh. 那么当 Krishna 认为时间到了的时候，在 Krishna 的意愿，他觉得该在什么时候告诉你答案的时候，那么这个时候答案就会在你的心意当中浮现出来，因为心意只是表达的工具而已。
Yeah, so we call this inspiration, right?
而我们把这种浮现出来的答案就叫做灵感，对吧？
Yeah, just like Einstein, right? He was trying to figure out relativity.
这就像举个例子，比如说爱因斯坦，爱因斯坦曾经想要去弄明白这个相对论是怎么一回事。
But the answer came to him at a time when he wasn't trying to figure it out.
但是他这个相对论的这个答案却是在他并没有试图去搞明白这个事情的时候，这个答案浮现出来了。
It just popped into his mind.
就是这样，突然间在他的脑海里冒出来了。
Yeah, so the answer didn't come from his mind. It just came into his mind from another source.
所以说，这个答案就是并不是来源于他的心意，而是在他的心意当中通过另一个源头而涌现出来的。
Yeah, so when we ask Krishna for help, for guidance, the guidance may, you know, pop into our mind, or it may come through another devotee, or from a source we weren't even expecting.
因此当我们向 Krishna 祈祷获得帮助，获得 Krishna 的指引的时候，那么这个答案可能会在我们的心意当中，在我们的脑海当中冒出来，或者是这个答案会通过另一个奉献者出现在我们面前，或者这个答案甚至是会完全出乎意料的，我们根本没想到的一个源头，一个这种方式来到我们面前。
Questions
from today. You want to continue?
All right. I have a few more moments. How are you doing? Okay for time?
Yeah, maybe one more or two more.
How many questions do we have?
I think it's three.
Okay, let's see how we do.
我们来看今天的问题。第一个是 Shama Kripa Mataji 问的 Dimbai Guru Day， 感谢亲爱的翻译。有奉献者的问题， Guru Day 曾经说过，临在当下的目的是更高的意识形态，把知觉放在当下这一刻，去真正唤醒意识。但是在与无神论者提到临在当下这个话题时，他们只接受临在当下的概念，但不能接受临在当下是知觉灵魂的存在。对此应该如何用更恰当的方式向他们解说呢？感谢 Guru 的解答。So Shama Kripa is asking on behalf of some devotee. You once said that the purpose ofpresence is to have the higher consciousness to awaken the conscious, to bring the consciousness to the present moment, to truly awaken the consciousness. However, when I talk with the atheists about being present, they only accept the concept of being present, but they do not accept that presence is theexistence of the jiva soul, of the conscious soul. So regarding this, how should I explain it to them properly?
Well, you know, an atheist has their belief, right?
无神论者也有他们的信仰和信念，对吧？
Right. And so do fanatical religious people.
同样的，这个狂热的宗教分子也有自己的信仰和信念。
Right. A person who believes in God has never seen God.
That you mean?
The person who believes in God has never seen God.
一个相信。
That's what, therefore they believe, right?
That's a belief, you mean?
Yeah.
I see, I understand now.
所以说一个人他相信有上帝的存在，相信有神的存在，但是他从来没有见过上帝，没有见过神，那这个是不是一种信念信仰的，对吧？因为你相信有个东西的存在，虽然说你没见过。
And the atheist also, they believe there's no God, no creator.
而无神论者的话呢，他们相信这个世界上没有神，没有创造者这一说。
But that's also just a belief.
但这也只是一种信仰而已。
Both are guessing.
Both are guessing. OK. 所以说相信有神和相信没有神的话呢，这两者两种信仰都只是猜测而已。
Although science today, especially in mathematics, is pointing to a creator.
然而在当今的科学界，特别是数学这一领域，科学家都已经发现了，实际上所有的证据都在指明着有这样一个创世者的存在。
Yeah. So, even in science, you know, science, 50 years ago was trying to prove that consciousness comes from matter.
Till now, you mean?
Well, 50 years ago, not so much now.
Oh, I see. 而科学界的话呢，科学在50年前的时候都曾经试图想要证明知觉或者叫意识是来自于物质的。
And that's the basic atheist belief that consciousness is coming from matter.
而这就是无神论者的最根本的这个一个信念或者叫信仰，那就是知觉意识。这个生命都是来自于物质的。
But that was a scientific theory. It was never proven.
然而这样的一种科学界的这样一种理论却从来没有得到过证明，它只是一个理论而已。
Now, pretty much, even in modern science, that's not accepted anymore, that hypothesis.
然后基本上在现今的科学界的话呢，这样的一种理论并没有被接受为是真相或者叫真理，它只是被当作是一种假说而已。
Because the anecdotal evidence is overwhelming now.
Anecdotal
means people have experiences of leaving their body and coming back and near-death experiences, and because of medical advances, it's become obvious that consciousness exists independent of the body.
So more and more these anecdotes happening that just show that consciousness exists separate from body.
Yeah.
I see. 但是的话呢，在现今社会由于这种科学界的进步，有越来越多的事迹，就是真实的这种记载的事件，那么人们有这种濒死体验，就是这个在死亡之际的话呢，离开了自己的躯体，然后但是后来这个知觉或者灵魂又回到自己躯体的这种事件越来越多，所以说这种事件的越来越多，就更加清晰的表明知觉或者叫意识是独立于躯体而存在的。
Yeah. But presence, the experience of presence is beyond belief.
然而临在的体验是超越了信仰的。
I don't tell anyone to believe in presence.
我不会告诉任何人要来相信临在。
I just say, bring your attention present.
我只说请你把你的注意力放到当下来。
And when you do that, you come out of the mind.
而当你这样做的时候，当你把注意力放到当下此刻的时候，你就从心意当中走了出来。
And there's the experience of awareness, but no thought.
而就有这样一种知觉的临在的体验，却这个时候却没有念头，没有思考。
At first, it may just be for a moment.
在最开始的时候，这可能只是一个片刻，然后你能体验到这种知觉。
And so if a person wants to, you know, do that and have the experience, I encourage them. If they don't want to do that, then I don't argue about it. We're not trying to prove it to anyone. You can only prove it to yourself.
因此如果一个人想要来尝试临在，想要直接的体验到临在，那么这很好。而如果一个人不想来体验临在，那么我也不会和这个人去辩论这一点，因为我们不需要去对任何人证明什么，一个人只能向他自己证明而已。
Yeah, so we're not trying to convince anyone to be present. We're just offering a method that a person can have the experience of presence for their own self. And if they want to do that, they can do that. Otherwise, we don't waste our time arguing with them.
因此的话，我们并不是想去说服任何一个人要来临在，然后说服任何一个人这个临在才是正确的，才是怎样的。而我们只是向大家提供这样一种方式方法，能够如果一个人想要去感受到他真正的自我的话，他可以运用这个方式方法来与真正的自我相连接。否则的话呢，去说服别人只不过是浪费时间而已。
Okay. Next one.
我们来看下一个问题。Charo Chitra Mataji 问的，深圳的 Divine Guru Day。感恩主持人，我的问题是如何运用临在当下来征服渴望被别人认可的心意呢？谢谢。So Charo Chitra Mataji is asking that how to use being present to overcome the mind that is longing for gaining validation from others.
You know, your voice dropped and I missed part of the question.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I will repeat. How to use the presence, how to use being present to overcome the mind that is longing for recognition and validation.
Oh, you just bring it to consciousness. When you see you have that thought and feeling, you just admit it.
那就是当你注意到这个自己的心意想要去渴望获得他人的认可的时候，那么你就把这个冒出来的念头或者是感受带入到知觉当中，去承认你有这样的一个念头和感受冒了出来，想要得到别人的认可。
Yeah, so, you know, in the mind, you're having all of these thoughts, all right? Imagining the future and you're getting recognition and this and that, right?
那么在你的心灵当中是不是有各种各样的念头冒出来，比如说想象着在未来能够得到别人的认可呀，对吧？
And so then you become aware of the thought, right?
然后你就会变得去觉知到你的念头，对吧？
So are you the thought or are you the one who's aware of the thought?
那么你是念头本身呢，还是说你是念头的观察者？
Right. Who's aware of the thought?
那是谁在觉知到这个念头呢？
Yeah, now you've come to presence.
此时你就到达了临在。
Not the field, you're the knower of the field. But you're experiencing that.
此时你就并不是场地，而你是场地的知悉者，而你就正在体验着你作为场地的知悉者这样的一种体验。
Right, it's just the false ego.
其实它只是假我而已。
The false ego has this belief about itself that I'm not good enough.
假我对于自己有这样的一种信念，觉得自己不够好。
It doesn't know about the pure spirit soul that's perfect.
假我不知晓这个真正的灵性的自我，它本身就已经是完满圆完美的。
Yeah, so when the desire for recognition arises within you.
因此当你的内在升起这个想要得到别人认可的愿望时。
Yeah, become aware of it.
你就去觉知到这个愿望。
You just notice it.
就去注意到它。
You admit it.
承认他。
And you confess it to the Lord in the heart.
然后向你内在的内心的主向他坦白忏悔。
Without any judgment.
并且不带任何评判。
With compassion.
满怀同情怜悯之心。
It's just a little girl that didn't get the love it needed.
就只是一个小女孩而已，之前没有得到别人的爱和关注而已。
Give it a smile.
然后你朝她微笑一下。
And let it go.
然后再放手她。
And this is how you transcend the mind and transcend the false ego.
而这就是你超越心意、超越假我的方法。
If you struggle with it, if you judge it, if you try and get rid of it, that's just the false ego fighting with itself.
而如果你挣扎着想要去和这样的一种念头和这样的一种心意做对抗，想要摆脱掉这样的念头和感受的话，那这实际上只是更加去认同于心意而已。
That just reinforces the identification with the whole illusion.
这只不过是让你更加加强了对于整个这样一个幻觉的认同而已。
But if you notice it and become conscious of it and admit it and confess it,
但是如果你注意到这些念头，你承认这些念头，觉知到这些念头，并且向内在的主坦白忏悔这些念头的话，
Now you've come to equanimity, which is Krishna's teaching.
而此时你就到达了这样一种平等的态度，而这就是 Krishna 的教导。
It's just a thought, it's not you.
说它只是一个念头，而这念头并不是你啊。
So once you see that, you can let it go.
而一旦你能看到这一点，那你就能够得以放手这个念头了。
Live in the truth.
然后再活在真相之中。
There's only this moment of life. There's no other.
只有在当下此刻才是有生命，才是有真相的，而并不是在任何其他一个时刻。
You're either here and experiencing that you're alive.
你要么此刻在这里体验到你是活着的这样一种真相。
Or you're in your mind dreaming of the false self.
或者你就是活在心意之中，在梦做着梦，梦着你虚幻的自我。
This isn't even a practice. It's not a belief. It's not a teaching. It's just a fact.
而这根本都而这甚至不算做一种修习，不是一种练习，也不是一种信仰，不是一门哲学，这只是一个事实而已。
So first live in the present.
所以说首先让自己活在当下。
And then all the thoughts and all the imaginations about yourself, when they arise, just look at them and admit them, confess them, and let them go.
所以说首先让自己活在当下。那么当所有的这些念头或者是想象在你的心意当中冒出来的时候，你就去看着它。觉知到他们，然后承认他们，并且向主坦白忏悔他们，最终你就可以放手他们。
Yeah, so when you recognize a thought as a thought, you're actually situated in the self.
而当你能够看到你的念头就只是一个念头而已，那么此时你就是稳处于真正的自我之中了。
But if you identify with a thought,
但是如果你认同于这个念头。
Or you try and get rid of a thought.
或者你试图想要摆脱掉这个念头。
You become lost in it.
那么此时你就迷失在念头之中了。
And then you're situated in the mind, and you're living in the false self.
那么此时你就是稳处于心意之中，就是活在这个虚假的自我之中了。
That's all. There's only two possibilities.
仅此而已，就只是这两种可能性而已。
So from presence, you can witness everything.
修修，因此基于临在的话，你就能得以客观的见证所有的一切了。
Yeah, so just bring it to consciousness and let it go.
所以说就把它带入到知觉之中，然后再放手它就可以了。
Okay.
Okay.
Did we finish?
I think there's still one last one.
Okay.
Let's continue.
Yeah.
Okay, 我们来看最后一个问题，这个叫 Rachel 的一位奉献者问的。感谢咕噜精彩的讲课。昨天看到 Radharani 的25项品质里面提到了狡猾和严肃，请问怎么理解呢？感谢。So this Madaji is asking, yesterday she was reading about the 25 qualities of Radharani and it mentions...I don't know the exact English words. I can just translate it. I hope you understand. It mentions that Radharani has a seriousness and also cunningness. Cunningness? How to understand that? I don't know if I use the right words or proper words.
Is this Rachel from Chengdu?
No, I don't think so.
Well, it's just, you know, Radharani, her whole service is to please Krishna.
Radharani 所有的服务所有的心态都是想要去取悦 Krishna.
And she likes to play hard to get.
Radharani 喜欢欲擒故纵。
And Krishna enjoys that, right? And like to chase girls.
而 Krishna 很享受这一点，对吧？因为男的都很喜欢追求女性。
Yeah, so sometimes she's very cunning. She's like 10 steps ahead of Krishna.
所以有些时候 Radharani 是很狡猾的，她相当于就是已经这个就像下棋一样的，就是提前走了十步那种，就是完全是超前的那种。
Yeah, so just like Krishna is the best at everything, so is Radharani.
就像 Krishna 在所有一切当中都是最好的，那么同样 Radharani 也是如此。
Radharani ki jai. Okay, so that will be it for today.
所以说今天的讲课就到此结束了。
Thank you all for listening and for all your questions.
感谢大家的聆听提出的问题。
Thank you for translating, Narayani, and thank you, Sumukhi Radha, for being there on your Saturday mornings.
感谢大家星期六早上齐聚这里一起听课。
I'll talk to you next week. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.
我们下周再见。所有的荣耀都归于帕帕，所有的荣耀都归于圣典博迦瓦坛。
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Gauraj. 外昆塔之音服务源于聆听，今天的讲课到此结束。Hare Krishna, 愿大家有美好的知觉的一天。